Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want the confidence to grow without having to hustle 24/7. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning No BS business coach and Amazon best-selling author. Join me each week to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, growing your profits, growing your confidence, and for having fun in business too. Here's this week's episode. Hello, welcome to another episode of Life in Business with me, Libby Langley. And I'm going to talk to you today about authenticity, but honestly, that word is so overused and just sounds like it's been put in there by ChatGPT, right? But it hasn't. This is all from my head. But authenticity, and what I mean by that is the kind of true freedom of being yourself, okay? So being truly yourself is like the best gift you can give yourself. And I suppose this is born, like, it's kind of born out of two things this episode today. One is something someone said to me, and the other is my continued unmasking and understanding of myself post autism diagnosis, right? It's over a year ago now, kind of getting used to it. And I am shedding all the stuff, you know, all the stuff that I kind of, I didn't like about myself, I suppose. And that stuff is the slightly chaotic, scrappy, scruffy side of things, you know, the side that I always thought, you know what, I should just be more polished. Why can other people leave the house and look really good? And my hair always looks a mess and just feel scrappy, right? And I guess that's more about presentation to a certain extent, but I know that I am an R a lot. I know that I go down mental rabbit holes and can't remember my train of thought and all of that, you know? I know all that, but I'm okay with that now. I'm just totally okay with that. And I can't change it. I mean, I could work incredibly hard to change it, but I'm not going to. So it's fine. That's what it is. And some people are like, oh my God, she's like me. And other people are like, she is in utter shambles. I never want to listen to anything she's got to say and I never want to work with her. Fine. Okay. Well, you know, filtering out like that is a fantastic thing. So being authentic, being true to yourself is honestly the best gift you can give yourself. So it's also a confidence thing, right? As well. You're not telling yourself that you need to be better. You're not telling yourself that you need to be different. And I think that's really dangerous. And I also think that us as women spend a very long number of years doing that. You know, we always should be quieter or cleverer or neater or whatever, you know. Just there's always been this kind of pressure, I think, or there is all this pressure on women to be different, to be, I don't know, more or less, whichever it is. And yeah, and that's kind of time that changed, really, I think. And it is tons better, obviously, than it used to be. And there is a space for those of us that don't fit the nice mold, you know. That's not to say I'm not a nice person. I'm a really nice person. But you know what I mean, right? The neat Stepford Wives kind of mold. But so the things that this is kind of born out of, right? I've just thought of another one, actually, that's I'll tell you about that too. See, stuff just comes, right? And you just keep talking. So, but a while ago, or relatively recently, but, you know, a few weeks ago, I had a really lovely meeting with someone who is a fantastic podcast guy, right? Absolutely knows his stuff about podcasts and helps people to grow their podcast, right? And I've been friends with this chap for ages. Really respect what he said. But one thing that what he says and what he does, certainly for his clients, you know, really good stuff. So one thing he said to me about this podcast was that there was something, a specific episode, I was talking about something and I couldn't remember the name of it, right? And he said that he would have edited that out because if I couldn't remember the name of that, what else didn't I know about business? So it could negatively impact me as a business coach, as a business authority. And I have to admit, I just laughed, right? Because it's like, you talk to any woman over the age of 40 and get her to try and remember the names of things. Nope, not going to be able to do it. And he did laugh, you know, it was all very good humoured and all of that. But I think that's so true, right? Somebody I spoke to, and you see, I can't remember who I had the conversation with, but somebody I had, I think I was on her podcast, and we were talking about this kind of thing. And she said that she thinks of it as like being in a cul-de-sac. So when you go into a cul-de-sac, right, there's no way you can get out of that cul-de-sac. You just have to kind of reverse or turn around and go back the way you came. And it's like that with remembering stuff sometimes. I mean, I don't know for you, certainly for me, the kind of, I don't particularly have any perimenopausal symptoms, but this brain fog, I think, apart from that, right, I think that that's getting worse. I certainly find it harder to remember the names of things and people's names and all of that stuff. And I don't know if that is also linked with this continued kind of understanding of myself as a neurodivergent person. I think they're all related, right? But it's kind of quite funny that this name thing just is really hard. But I don't believe, and certainly nobody apart from this guy has ever said to me, this could negatively impact you, because I just think it's human, right? Oh, and if you listen to the episode, I don't know which episode it was specifically, but I was talking about algorithms and social media and how it's changed over the years. And the thing that I couldn't remember, which I did remember a couple of nights ago, the process in Facebook that used to be so good was called EdgeRank. And I couldn't for the life of me remember what it used to be called, but EdgeRank, that's the thing. And EdgeRank allowed you to do some really cool searches in Facebook. You know, people who like this page who also have a car, and it was just great, you know. It was kind of before ads was so massive, but it was a really cool way of finding people and finding what their likes and dislikes were. That is a digression, but I remembered what it was called, and that's what I couldn't remember. So, that never got edited out, right? And the same, you know, kind of the same thing on stage. It's the same thing on stage for me, you know, that, and in talks that I do, keynotes I do, training that I deliver, there are always things like that that I just simply cannot remember. But it doesn't mean that I'm not brilliant at what I do. It doesn't mean that if you come want to work with me, that I won't absolutely turn your business around and give you more confidence than you ever thought possible, just because I can't remember the blooming names of things, right? So I think it's a human trait, right? And I think this unediting is kind of quite important. Was really interesting. I don't know if that's a male-female thing, right, either, actually. I don't know if women feel differently or more supportive or accepting of stuff like this, because we do, you know, when we go through all these hormonal things that we go through, that we struggle more than men. I don't know. I don't know. But recently I went to Atomicon in Newcastle. Really cool festival. It's not a festival. I suppose it is sort of. It's a business conference. It feels a bit like a festival. Really great event. And Davina McCall was the opening keynote. She didn't do a talk. She kind of did a Q&A thing. But what was really interesting, I mean, she didn't talk about neurodiversity, but I suspect that she has ADHD. Her answers, I mean, she was just adorable, just so engaging and so enthusiastic. And her answers were all over the shop, right? And she was talking about her experiences and answering some questions that people had put forward. And there were a couple of things that she couldn't remember. She said, I can't remember the name, you know. And it was just like somebody like that who's had a career for what, 30 years? Must be 30. In television has actually kind of stood her in good stead, because she just comes across as really real and really authentic and really kind and really nice and really interested in people and all of this. And so actually, and some people won't like her, offs, right? That's fine. It's not about her. It's certainly not about her in particular. But the point is that some people just find that really engaging, because it feels like you're watching you know, or you're listening to, or you're connecting with a friend. And I think that that's so, so important, more so as the years go by, because it used to be that people didn't really have much kind of connection with us. I mean, certainly when I started my business in 2011, I mean, social media, well, I started off in social media, right? In 2009, I started teaching about social media. So I've always had this kind of online presence, but it was very much more filtered. And what I mean by that is that it wasn't so prevalent. It wasn't everywhere, yeah? The first smartphones were coming out, but not everybody had them. So if you were using Facebook, you used it on a computer. So obviously you didn't use it as much. Twitter was great then, but I mean, you did use it on a phone, but it was just text, right? So the kind of video stuff wasn't as big. The everywhere-ness, or the pressure of the everywhere-ness, didn't exist back then. So you were much more filtered in that you really only shared what you chose to share. It wasn't this, I must share a story, you know, 10 stories a day to show the behind the scenes of absolutely everything I do. That just didn't exist, right? Reality TV hardly existed, you know? So we didn't have the same kind of appetite for the everythingness. And so it's quite interesting how it's changed over the years, and that how we used to be filtered, what we shared used to be filtered simply because the platforms weren't there in order to be able to share. But now what's happened, that the platforms are everywhere and we share everything, is that we literally filter ourselves. You know, people use filters on videos and on stories and stuff. And so they look different. So they look unblemished. So they look in a better light, you know. And I've never understood that. And, you know, if that's your choice to do that, then that's cool. But I kind of like to unpick the reasons behind it, because is it to look better, right? Is it that you can't be bothered, you normally wear makeup and you can't bother to put any makeup on, so a filter will do it? I don't know the reasons, right? Or is it from this feeling that of not enoughness, you know, like I said to start with, that you don't have the confidence to just be yourself, or you feel like you should be more, you feel like you should be better, you feel like you should be shinier, you feel like you should be polished, more polished, right? And I suspect there's an element of that in there for sure. This kind of what is it, like the imposter syndrome or inadequacy that we as women feel so often? And it just, to me, I don't like it. I don't like the fact that it exists, right? If people choose to do it, that's fine. It's your choice. But, you know, it's like, why are you making that choice? Why would you just turning up on stories as yourself not be enough? Yeah. And also like the hyper editing of stuff, cutting out. I mean, I know for snippets, right? You obviously edit stuff, but the kind of cutting out pauses and cutting out this and cutting out that, it's like our attention spans are so, or we've been trained to have attention spans that are so short that anything that isn't like bosh, 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 bosh like this isn't good enough. And, you know, it's kind of strange. It's a kind of strange world that we live in, really. And I guess I rail against some of it. Part of that, absolutely, I will be completely honest, is I cannot be bothered with any of that stuff. I just can't be bothered with any of it. I always go for the quickest and simplest option, which you know, right? Which is one of the reasons that you listen to this, because you want the kind of quickest route to success and the easiest life and the happiest life, right? And that's what I'm all about. So it's, and I think the thing about an easy life, you know, and the simplicity of stuff is that it often does become more authentic, right? More truly you, to use that authentic word again. And it also, the less you filter, the more people can actually see your personality, which I think is just so important, right? Because if we all use the same filters and we all edit, you know, everything out, so it's just the words, there's no pauses, there's no ums, there's no nothing, right? There's no nothing. Then does that not take out some of our personality? I find it quite interesting, right? And I don't put any judgment on anybody. I just think it, I think it's really interesting. And I think particularly with the way smartphones are today, all of this, you know, to put your authenticity out there, your true self out there is super easy, right? You've got brilliant cameras, video cameras, and what's the opposite of video? Still, photos. Photographic cameras on your phones. So you can take really lovely images yourself. You've even got portrait mode, right? Which does just take a super photo. And the video quality is great. So it's kind of like, is that not enough? You know? Is that not enough? I think the differences with professional photography is that they do touch you up a little bit, right? They do remove blemishes and all this stuff. But that's professional photography. So that kind of is like more permanent stuff. But it still needs to look like you, right? I once had a photo shoot right back at the beginning. And I had a photo shoot and the photos are gorgeous. And I look about 12. It's amazing because I'm just photoshopped just to the within an inch of my life. And they're just lovely photos. But it's like, yeah, but I think maybe I don't look quite like that when you see me in the flesh. And this is the thing. It's like, you've got to be recognizable. So if you speak at an event or even just go to an event, right, you want people to recognize you. You don't want people to say, oh, that's not, I didn't think she looked like that. Because what, to me, that breeds a little bit of disingenuousness, right? It is like, oh, not disappointment, but, you know, just you've got to know the person who isn't the person. Does that make sense? And I mean, I don't mean to read too much into any of this. I guess what I'm saying about all of this is to give you the confidence to just be you, kind of warts and all, really. I think it's so important that we are proud to be ourselves and we have the confidence to be ourselves, no matter how chaotic that is sometimes. I mean, I wish I was one of those people who just always looked immaculate, but I'm not, and I never have been. And the crucial bit is I could not be bothered ever to like put makeup on. I wear mascara and I have my brows done. That's it. I just don't ever wear any more than that. I don't like the feel of foundation and stuff on my face. And I mean, that is a neurodivergent thing, but, and I don't. So, you know, if you see me in Sainsbury's or you see me on stage, I'm always going to look pretty much the same. And for me, that is kind of important. Yeah. And I realise it's a very, very personal thing that is, but I might have done my hair a bit differently or done my hair. But it, one of the really, really good points here and one of the real things for you to take away from this is that the more unedited and unfiltered you are, the less time and effort all this stuff takes. Therefore, the more likely you are to actually do it, yeah? Because putting yourself out there is important, whether that be through sharing stuff on social media or whether that be through, you know, doing videos on ads or something. It doesn't matter if it's the kind of free stuff or the paid stuff. These days, we want to see people's faces. We want to see the whites of their eyes, right? That is not a necessity, but it's kind of important. Or photos or something, you know, we need to see the people, right? We need to know who we're connecting with and who we're listening to. All that matters. And the quickest and easiest way to do that is to not spend ages editing yourself. Because that takes time. It really, really takes time. And choosing a filter on Instagram doesn't necessarily take any more time, but it does take a bit of time. And also you have to have the consistency, because if you use one filter on your stories, but then you do a live and there's no filter, it's like, well, you look different. So what's that then? which one is the real one? Do you see what I mean? There's just these little snippets of I'm not quite sure what I'm getting. And anything that puts a tiny little level of doubt in people's minds is not good. It's not good because the online space is a very competitive space. It's a very noisy space, as you well know. And so anything that makes that harder or puts that kind of tiny little drop of in there, we don't need, right? So it saves you time and effort, and that is total freedom, right? That is the truth freedom. And it stops becoming a big deal because you can just do it on your super good smartphone that has brilliant quality everything. And there's no surprises for people. You know, if you speak on stage at an event, I speak at lots of events, and I am always me and kind of a bit awkward to start with because I'm nervous. But then, you know, I always engage with the audience. I know I'm a good speaker, right? Because I know what I'm talking about. And because once I've got over those like initial couple of minutes of nerves, then it's great because you can tell that you're helping people, but you're helping people as you. Yeah. And that's just what's so important there. So there's no surprises for people. They know what they're going to get from you. There's no mask there. I'm not saying to totally unmask, particularly if you're autistic, ADHD, neurodivergent like me. Then, you know, the total unmask is probably not, for the stage. That's a horrible ableist thing to say. I apologize for that. But, you know, that hopefully you understand why. You understand what I'm trying to say, what I mean. But so, you know, you're not masking, you're not pretending to be someone else. And there is no need to pretend at all, right? Absolutely no need to pretend. You are you and you are incredible. You're a wonderful human. You're a super kind and supportive person who's great at what they do. And that's what people care about. That's what your audience care about. That's what people want. And this, all of this, you know, I believe really strongly in this. I believe really strongly in empowering women, particularly to love who they are, right? Not in a super hippie way, but just in a, the more you go with what you believe in and what you want for the world and what you want for your life and who you are and how you are a great person and how what you want to do is going to change everybody's lives, the better the world is, right? The better the world is. And the quicker you get the results that you want, because you're not spending ages faffing about with what blooming filter on Instagram is going to make you look better. It's like, that doesn't matter. That isn't what matters, right? What matters is what you're saying and how you connect with people. That's what truly, truly, truly matters. And you know that, right? And I know that. And that's what we have to just keep telling ourselves, that when people pay me to stand on a stage and talk to their audience, they're doing that because of all the things that I spent so long trying not to be, you know, because I'm not super polished, because I'm true to myself, because I speak it as it is, because I don't bother with the niceties and go straight for the stuff that matters. All of that is the reason I'm on the stage. And so you have to remember that, you know, you have to remember the reason that people want you. Yeah. And it's because you're you. And it's just so lovely. And it's like, oh yeah, that's just saved me an absolute ton of work. Thanks, Libby. Yeah. I'm just going to embrace myself and it's all fantastic. But in my program, my group program that I run, Confidence to Grow, there's a framework behind it, right, that supports people in their journey to business growth. And I call it the ground up growth framework because it's from the ground up, right? You start at the beginning, and the beginning is you. And the beginning is how you feel about yourself and how you want to feel in your life, in your business, in the world. And so that is just so, so important. And I don't believe that you can build a wholly happy and successful business without doing that work. You can have a successful business in that you can make money, right? But this wholly successful bit is that you feel nurtured, you feel nourished, you feel kind of relaxed in it all because you know it's, you just know it's right. It feels right and it feels easy and it feels comfortable. And that's what resonates with people far much more than editing out where you forgot a word or the name of something, right? It's about the whole big picture. So I'm absolutely here for the scrappy, the slightly chaotic, the, I cannot remember the name of that thing, so I'm going to start talking about something else halfway through a sentence. You know, it's all good, right? Those are tiny, tiny, minor incidents in the big picture of everything that's given and everything that's delivered. And that's what I want you to remember, that one little incident mattereth not, right? It just doesn't. And you, the more you are you and the more you embrace yourself and the more you put yourself out there to shine and to sparkle and to share and to be glorious and to just show up as you, the easier you're going to find it to grow your business, the more comfortable you're going to find it to grow your business, the less effort you're going to find it to grow your business, the more money you're going to make in your business, and overall, just the flipping happier you are going to be in life. So you're just so wonderful. I can hardly even put it into words. So if you're for the no editing, no filtering, just be yourself, I am confident in myself movement, please do send me a DM. Do find me on Instagram at Libby Langley or search for Libby Langley on LinkedIn and send me a message and say, I am confident as me. Woo. And, you know, I've got my hands in the air here for you. Or I'm like cheering. Yeah. But it matters, right? It matters. And it matters that we champion each other and it matters that we support each other. So, yeah, that's my message for you today. Thank you very much for listening. Love you lots. And I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.